More than 30,000 Turning Point USA supporters gathered this week for America Fest, TPUSA's largest event since Charlie Kirk, its founder, was assassinated in September. The four-day conference in Phoenix, Arizona, which ended Sunday, brought together conservative politicians, pundits, and celebrities, with figures from Nicki Minaj to J.D. Vance taking the stage to celebrate the MAGA movement. But it was not a show of unity, with deep rifts within the American right wing playing out center stage. Ben Shapiro, the first speaker at America Fest, said the conservative movement was, quote, in serious danger from charlatans who claim to speak in the name of principle but actually traffic in conspiracism and dishonesty. Shapiro labeled rival conservative commentators Tucker Carlson, Candace Owens, and Steve Bannon as frauds and grifters. He lambasted Owens for her propagation of Israel-related conspiracy theories about the assassination of Charlie Kirk, and he criticized Carlson in particular for his tolerance and promotion of Nick Fuentes, an avowed white supremacist, Christian nationalist, and Holocaust-denying podcaster. Tucker Carlson, in his speech later, said he found Shapiro's criticism hilarious.
I watched it. I laughed. I laughed, that kind of bitter, sardonic laugh that emerges from you when, like, upside-down world arrives. When your dog starts doing your taxes and you're like, wait, it's not supposed to work this way. To hear calls for, like, deplatforming and denouncing people at a Charlie Kirk event, I'm like, what? This is hilarious.
Carlson said that he was not an anti-Semite and that, according to his Christian faith, hating anyone because of their ethnicity was prohibited.
Anti-Semitism is not just naughty, it's immoral. And it is precisely as immoral as hating any other group.
Vice President J.D. Vance, speaking on the conference's final day, offered a unifying message, even as he said Fuentes, who has called Vance a race traitor for marrying Usha Vance, who is Indian American, could, quote, eat expletive.
When I say that I'm going to fight alongside of you, I mean all of you, each and every one. President Trump did not build the greatest coalition in politics by running his supporters through endless, self-defeating purity tests. He says, make America great again because every American is invited. I know some of you are discouraged by the infighting over any number of issues. Don't be discouraged. Wouldn't you rather lead a movement of free thinkers who sometimes disagree than a bunch of drones who take their orders from George Soros?
Vance emerged from TPUSA's America Fest as a clear, albeit early, frontrunner for the potential Republican presidential nomination in 2028. According to Fox News, a straw poll conducted at America Fest found that 84% of respondents wanted to see Vance as the next nominee. The poll also showed that 64% believed winning the upcoming midterm election should be the conservative movement's highest priority, and that 9 out of 10 respondents would support a moratorium on new immigration into the United States. For KPFA, I'm Jacques Leibarger-Martel.